I'm Brian J. Kennard, author of Sean Delaney's Hellbox, and also creator of the graphic novel series The Villicon Chronicles. And you're listening to two of the funniest guys in all of podcast, Tom and Zeus.
That's right. Another episode of Dorm Damage, the show where anything and everything is on the table and the table gets smashed. This week, we are going to talk current events in the big, massive breaking news in the rock and metal world on Monday, November 28th, regarding Metallica. Zeus, what's up?
I'm sorry, was I supposed to be paying attention? Yeah, Tom, I thought this is in your wheelhouse. So Twitterverse and Facebook and our music listeners and all over social media, everyone's talking about this Metallica thing. Now, you are our resident Metallica tard.
There you go. I like that. Metallitard.
I don't know. But there are no Metallica tards. They don't do anything above and beyond.
That's
no
true.
One's dressing up with a Lars Ulrich 1987 hairdo.
Why would you say that, Zeus? Why wouldn't somebody?
So you could have your hair parted in the middle and long in the back. but this is huge. And so we're like, we had probably something else earmarked for tonight, but like, let's go to this.
Yeah. And obviously, yes, I'm the Metallica fan, but we're also both rock metal concert fans, and obviously being a Kiss centric podcast with Shout Out Loudcast, there might be some Kiss relevance to what's going on here too. So, all right. So let's talk about what broke here. So Metallica came at us with both barrels today, just literally out of nowhere, which is unheard of, because in the Kiss world, I don't know if this would be able to be pulled off. So Metallica announces the release of their new album called 72 Seasons, and it's going to be coming out in the spring. And they released the album cover. It's pretty wild. The yellow background. It's a crib with all articles around it. A desk, a tricycle, a doll, a guitar. Everything looks like it's burnt, like a bolt of lightning hit it. Pretty wild shit. Mm-hmm. Metallica says that the title of the album, 72 Seasons, is based on the first 18 years of our life, because when you're 18, you've lived through 72 different seasons. The song titles for the title tracks are, yeah, it is interesting. It's kind of cool. The title tracks have been released. They released their first single, Lux Eterna, which apparently is Latin for God is light or something like that. They released a video. The song absolutely kicks ass. I don't know how Metallica continues to sound fresh and exciting and kick ass like they always do. So they dropped
all
that.
You've heard it.
I have heard it. Yes, it's incredible. Yes.
Okay. Would you say this is what, I don't know, what style Metallica is it? The first three albums, Black and Load Reload stuff.
Yeah, I would say it's kind of hard to compare. I would probably say it's definitely not thrashy like Ride the Lightning or Master of Puppets. It's probably up there with the style they've created with the last two albums, Hardwired and Death Magnetic. It's hard rock, but it's not. It's not thrash. It's not like double bass. Like
it's more accessible.
Yes, agreed. That's a good word. Yeah, but it's not. But it's not like Enter Sandman accessible. It's a little harder edge than that.
Okay.
Okay.
So it wouldn't be unheard of if you heard it at a sports stadium.
Oh, I could absolutely see it at a sports stadium. Oh yeah, especially the way the intro Metallica. They're always known for like their kick-ass intros, you know, and that kind of stuff. But then the other huge thing that really caught my attention and the attention of other Metallica fans was the tour that they're announcing. Okay. It starts next year in April for the release of the album. It starts over in Europe, but it's called the M72 World Tour. No repeat weekend, two nights, two different set lists, two different opening acts in the round. Okay. So what we're doing here. So for us, we're in the Boston area. So this would be the Foxborough, Mass show. But how interesting is this? We have to wait until August of 2024 for them to come.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
So it starts April of 23 in Amsterdam. Okay. And then it goes through Europe, goes through the United States all the way until the end of 23. Then it goes back into Europe again for the beginning of 24, then finishes the end of 2024 back in the States again, and then finally finishes off in Mexico. So they come to Foxborough August 2nd and August 4th. So the catch here, or not the catch, but I think the thing that's really just incredibly unique is that they have the opening bands that they're going to have, okay, on night one are the newly reformed Pantera with Charlie Benanti, Mammoth WVH, Wolfgang's band, which is incredible. And then the second night, the opening acts will be Five Finger Death Punch and Ice Nine Kills. So you're getting a little more newer rock there. Okay. Both nights, two different set lists. Okay. They're promising no repeats, no duplicates, no nothing. So if you go night one and you hear Master of Puppets, on night two, you're not hearing Master of Puppets. They're going to completely change everything.
I want to hear nights. Shout It Out Loud twice.
Exactly. Right. Well, we're going to get to that. Hold on. We're going to get to that. And the other thing is they're playing at venues. For example, they're playing at Foxborough Stadium where the Patriots play, Gillette Stadium. And they're going to be setting up at the 50-yard line in the round. Okay. Which is crazy unique. Okay. So what we're talking here is a band that's been around for 40 years that is doing something so incredibly unique and unheard of and progressive. Two nights, two set lists, no overlaps. Opening bands are different on both nights. Also, by the way, you can get two-day tickets pre-sale starting this week. If you want to only go to one of the two shows, so for us, Foxborough, August 2nd and August 4th, if you only wanted to go to one of those, you got to wait until January. So the first thing that's going on sale this week is the two-night tickets, which probably I'll be going to. And if I can't go to both, I'll sell them. So it was funny because in our text group, and then we got some DMs on social media and stuff, everybody said, can you imagine if Kiss did this?
Yeah, that's the part that I'm like, you know, this is why I want to discuss it. First of all, it's big news. What I like about this is a band that, what is it, maybe 10 years? Kiss's Junior? They're in their 60s, right?
Yeah.
50s.
Right. Yeah. They're about
60s. Yeah,
almost 10 years.
As opposed to Kiss in their 70s.
Correct.
I mean, I'm thinking of Metallica, kind of their heyday was like 82, 83, coming touring in their band as a band. And Kiss's was 10 years prior to that, 73.
Right.
Okay. So they're in their 60s. Think how innovative that is.
It's incredible. Like I wouldn't even imagine it. It's like what, and I think that's why it captured so many people's imagination. Even people like my son, he knows I love Metallica. He's in college. He's like, Dad, I know you saw this, but this is insane. He's like, this is incredible what they're doing right now. Like, nobody does this.
Yeah. And that's the thing. They're in their 60s. They're at the top of the heap. Metallica was actually a subject at my Thanksgiving table. I was talking to my younger nephews, Teddy, who helped us in LA, and we stayed at his place. Nice enough to do that.
Yes.
We were talking about music and stuff. He's like, yeah, but those bands aren't doing it. I'm like, they can't do stadiums. Like, he's like trying to say that I hate that. He was saying that he hates that only like Taylor Swift's and the Adele's can do. I'm like, no, there's some rock. And he's like, who? I'm like, Metallica. I said, Metallica could do a stadium tour right now. He's like, no. No, they're not doing a stadium tour. They're doing two nights in a row in a stadium. Exactly. And that was the first one. And I'm not a big Metallica fan at all. But I got to give them credit where it's due. Yeah, Metallica can do a stadium tour in the U.S. still to this day. And for better or worse, they're kind of carrying our type of music, that torch. So we want this to be successful so that people get into these bands. Oh, yeah, Metallica's great. Yeah, you know who else was good? Is really good, and they're still touring, is this band. Oh, yeah, yeah, I'll go watch them when they come around tour. So I think that's great. The fact that they can do, what is it going to be, Tom? Anywhere from 40 to 50 songs?
Probably, yeah. I mean, this, they're known for playing, I would probably say about 20 songs on average per show.
Oh, well, you can't do 20 more than 21 songs. Hey, how does Strutter go again? We have to do an encore.
We can't do more than 20 songs. Paul, could you do 40? Now, mind you, look at the discography of Metallica versus Kiss. I mean, Metallica has a very lengthy discography.
What are they? But 10 albums?
Yeah, pretty much.
Not
pretty much like
20
like,
in 50 years.
Correct. Correct. And look, and this obviously we'll probably spend a couple more minutes on this maybe down the road when the tour kicks off, but I think this is a legitimate discussion, especially with me and you, because we are so passionate about music and concerts and set lists and Kiss.
Yes.
That I think this absolutely and completely destroys anything that Paul is trying to say. Because if you think that you have a fan base passionate enough to do 11 Kiss cruises, but not passionate enough to do deep cuts on a tour, then you're lying. What you're lying. One of those things is a lie.
By the way, I would venture to say Kiss has more radio friendly hits, things that have been on the radio, than Metallica.
Metallica, the second half of Metallica's career, they got very radio friendly with the Black Album and Load and Reload.
Okay, but they're not songs that people have heard calling Dr. Love.
Right. Right.
Okay.
No, you're
My point is songs that have made the Billboard's top 100.
Right.
This has probably more than that than Metallica, I would assume.
I don't know about that, but let's just call it even, or we'll give maybe Kiss the slight edge, or Metallica
really?
The slight edge. I'm just thinking of those mid to late 90s. I mean, all the singles and videos that came off the Black Album, and then Load and Reload.
There's five from there, and then you got Load and Reload. But I'm just thinking, lately their songs aren't going Billboard top 100, are they?
No, not really. They might have had one off of Hardwired, which was a great album.
I mean, I'm talking Kiss songs that made it to number 64 on the charts.
Yeah.
That's why all I'm saying is, I'm trying to take away that excuse that Paul has.
Yes.
Well, they want to hear the songs. Dude, come on. Metallica can put off 50 fucking songs. You can't, in a band that's 50 years long and 20 albums worth of music. And again, it goes back to the old Dubai. Yes, I said it. Dubai. Shit, we got a couple more minutes before midnight. Oh, can we do a song? I don't know. Can we try Strutter?
All right, Strutter.
Yeah. I don't know. You've been playing it for 48 years. You guys have to like huddle up to play Strutter. Oh, how are we going to do this? Like, are you fucking kidding me? That difficult for you? That's the shit that boggles the mind. And yet Metallica songs are probably way harder to play.
Probably.
Than Cold Gin. I'm sorry. Right?
But think of this, like you said, Metallica is 10 years, they're younger, whatever you call it, whatever the term is, but you know what I mean. So think of rehearsing at a minimum 40 songs.
Who, Metallica?
Right.
Now, they're definitely rehearsing about 50 or more.
Now, granted, the difference here is that over the years, we've talked about this, Metallica always mixes up their set list. So they do play. It's not like Kiss where you can pull the same 25 songs from the past 20 years. Metallica does go deep every once in a while and throw you a curveball. But to play two different shows, they're going to play, we keep using the Foxborough example because that's local, to play Friday, August 2nd and Sunday, August 4th, okay? Two shows in 3 days, minimum 40 different songs. That is incredible. This is a band that's been around for 40 years.
I'm curious, Tom. So the first couple stadium tours, concerts, versus by the time it gets to Foxborough, do you believe they'll change songs in between there? Meaning songs of the first 40 are, let's just say 40, 45. So that's why my point, they're not just rehearsing 45, 50
good
songs.
Point. No,
they're probably
point.
Rehearsing 60 songs.
That's a good point. You're right. Because I think the goal of, and I've seen Metallica a bunch of times. They do this all the time. You know you're going to get those fixed songs like like Kiss does. Yeah. Okay. You're going to get Master of Puppets. One, Enter Sandman. Nothing Else Matters. Sad But True. You know, Fade to Black. Seek and Destroy. You're going to get all those. But there's also that excitement, like, oh shit, are they going to go deep and pull something out of Injustice for All tonight? Or are they going to go deep and pull something off of like Load that I haven't heard in 10 years or whatever? And they do that. And when you do that, you're like, this is my band. This is why I love my band, because they're doing something unique and special. And again, Kiss and specifically Paul Stanley, you're using the fans as an excuse to not do what the fans want.
You're making it up as you go along as to what you want to do. If you really want to consider something, Tom, think about this. At this stage, this would be Kiss in 2012 doing Monster.
Okay. You think
when they came out with the Monsters album, they're like, let's do a tour and we'll switch the set list. Like, they were already packing it in, being like, all right, we tried fucking Back to the Stone Age. Let's just go back to playing Firehouse again. I'm tired. I don't want to play this new shit. Well, so they're already mailing it in. So when it gets back to it, I think Metallica has probably heard the Kiss-tards and heard other bands. And it's not by accident that they're like, we're going to do different set lists, everything. So you're not getting ripped off and doing these fucking, they're not doing these legacy act tours. Hey, we're fucking Free, the reformed band Free. We got one member who played on one album, and we're going to do the same 12 songs every fucking time we perform. It's no, we're going to give you something new. We're going to want you to go see us in Minneapolis and see us in Atlanta and see us in Raleigh. Like, there's a reason for it. And even better marketing. Great. We can package some of these live concerts later on and resell them because they're different set lists. So you're going to want to buy all these live versions of these concerts because they're different. It's not the same set list from the End of the Eternity tour, which started in 2019, and it's going to end in 2024, and it's the same fucking song. Oh, I'm sorry, they added Crazy Nights for a little bit. Like, come on.
The other thing that we're not talking about, Metallica is releasing a new album. Mm-hmm. Think of that, okay? A new album.
Well, people aren't buying albums.
Dude, not only are they releasing a new album, they're releasing an album on colored vinyl, Zeus. I mean, what a great day, right? But think of that. So they're releasing not just a new. So when I heard the single, I'm like, OK, this is pretty badass. I like the song. This is exciting. Something new from Metallica. And then in this day of social media, it's just like, OK, here's the album. OK, here's the tour. I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
that's another big thing. No spoilers.
None.
You can't do that in the Kiss Army. Oh, Kiss is going to release a greatest hits on purple vinyl in 2 months. It's coming out. It is? We know about shit before it happens. They can't pull off this.
So the funny thing, and again, forgive us or don't. I don't care, but I'm just going to preface it. All the things that Paul says or that Kiss won't do, that's why I was saying earlier, I'm like, Metallica is the bizarro Kiss. Yeah. Paul and Gene. Well, who wants to listen to a new album? Metallica? Here's a new album. Oh, well, we can't play deep cuts. People get up and go to the bathroom. Wait, deep cuts? Two different set lists.
We can't change the set list.
Yeah. Right. It really is mind boggling. And I think the thing that really makes it unique is it keeps Metallica fresh. It doesn't have like here's an ironic thing. And I hand to God right now, my son just texted me as we're recording. And he said, Dad, you heard the new song. I'm like, of course I did. He's like, I'm going to keep listening to it again. Cause I think, you know, he likes it. I want to like it. I don't know if I like it. Like, but the bottom line is he's 18 years old in college, and him and his friends who pretty much listen to Kendrick Lamar and Kanye and hip hop, they're now talking about Metallica. They're checking out the new song.
It's funny you say that.
The video that accompanies it. And like, oh, wow, this is crazy. Like, they're staying fresh.
And relevant to a new generation. They didn't have to attach themselves to Stranger Things. But because they did,
exactly. I've got my
13-year-olds over the summer in my car
talking
about Master of Puppets.
Perfect.
Dad, do you have that? You can play for the game. I'm like, dude, why is my daughter, when I was 13, I was scared to play Master of Puppets. Like, what the fuck is this devil music? And they're asking for it now.
That's a perfect way to do it. They're staying. They're not insulating themselves. They're trying. Think of it. Think of a band that's been around for 40 years that is trying to grow, that is trying to expand, that is trying to innovate. Look, we love Kiss. We're approaching our.
The Stones do it.
Right.
And that's why their fans love their concerts and can still sell out, because they'll throw in fucking deep shit every once in a while.
Of course they will. Of course they will.
And they still released albums here and there
for
the last 10, 15 years.
I just thought it was funny how we got some DMs. Somebody said something on Twitter. Just the first thing they said was, can you imagine if Kiss did this? And then our buddy Tony, he goes, the first thing I thought of when I saw this was, this is the first thing that you guys are going to think of. Like, it was perfect.
It is so true. It is like they're punking Paul Stanley.
It's exactly
what else has Paul said stupid in the last few years? Or Gene? Oh, yeah? Watch. What? I mean, how does Kiss respond to that?
Right.
Oh, no, that's beneath us. Dude, Metallica's making fucking bank right now. I don't know if they're worth more, like individually worth more than Gene is.
Right.
Or Paul, but Gene more so than Paul.
Right.
But they make enough money. They don't need to do this shit. Don't need to do this shit.
Well, that's the other thing, too. They don't need to, but they fucking adore their fans. Look at how much work is going to go into preparing for this tour. They don't have to do this. They don't even have to do an album, but they're doing all of this. It's just incredible.
I always enjoy when gazillionaires are like working on shit.
Yes.
Like, I don't have to do this. I'm going to just sit in the Cayman Islands and get blown by models by a different model every day. Like,
I don't have to do this. I don't have to do this. We're just going to have two cruises and play the same music and sell you a piece of art for 20 grand. So you can get a picture taken with me.
We're going to put you on the Kiss cruise and we won't perform as Kiss. Will you all be there? Well, of course we'll be there. But you won't play as Kiss. No. Why not? Because fuck them, that's why.
But I look right at your face. Well, maybe it wasn't you. Right, that's what it... See, you know what the problem is? I know people think we pile on Kiss, because you know why? Because they're a fucking easy target. They set themselves up to be beaten on by us.
And I think this is why I got excited. I'm like, no, you're like, do we want to do it? I'm like, dude, let's do it. Because I want to be upset. Remember I told you, like, I can get to your house in a nice, easy drive. But sometimes I'd rather hit traffic and a car accident on the way just so I can bitch. Like, sometimes just bitching about shit rather than just have a nice, easy day. You're like, you prefer it. I prefer that shit to happen. Just so I can bitch about, like that part in Pulp Fiction.
Oh, yeah.
It'd almost be worth him scratching my car just so I can catch him doing it and fucking kill the motherfucker. Like that's how I feel. Like to hear that this band can pull all this shit off and be like so jealous, it's worth it so I can bitch about kids not doing it.
That's honestly, that's a great way to look at it too. We're so angry. Because we love Kiss and we wish they would do this. That's the thing. It's like,
are we going to go the next time Kiss comes around? Yeah, we are.
Yeah, of course we are. Yeah, of course. That's the problem. Fucking, it's like that abuse.
Are we going on the next Kiss cruise?
Yeah. Yes.
We'll probably go.
But Kiss isn't going to be on it. I know. It's incredible. It's incredible. I don't know.
Anyway, till next time. Much appreciated. Stay tuned.
Peace out, Girl Scout.